So Luca, why don't you tell us how you got your start in music?
Ho iniziato parecchi anni fa, intorno ai 19-20 anni, quando ho iniziato le prime composizioni.
Okay, so I started a few years, many years ago, when I was about 19 or 20, when I started composing music.
And what artist got you interested in developing the songwriting style that you have now?
Diciamo che nell'adolescenza ho ascoltato molta musica classica e poi ho ascoltato gli artisti che mi hanno influenzato di più sono stati sicuramente i Beatles, i Pink Floyd, i Deep Purple, i caposaldi diciamo della musica inglese diciamo.
Okay, so during my adolescence, I listened to a lot of classical music, and then the main artists that influenced me were the Beatles, Pink Floyd, Deep Purple, and mainly British music.
E un'altra parte importante della mia formazione è stata sicuramente anche la musica americana degli anni 50, Chuck Berry, Richard, Carl Perkins, con questa musica mi sono fatto le ossa, i primi concerti dal vivo.
Okay, another important part of my beginning was American music from the 50s, so Chuck Berry, Little Richard, and those were the first covers that I did during my concert.
I also hear a little Buddy Holly in your music too.
Anzi, sicuramente uno degli artisti interessanti perché tra i primi a comporre le sue canzoni che si scriveva la sua musica.
Okay, so he said, yeah, definitely one of the most influential because he was one of the first people to write his own music.
Exactly, that's a very good point. Now, on your new album, A Temporary Lapse of Heaven, you do have a lot of the British pop Mersey sound in your music. If you could pick a favorite song off your new album, what would it be and why?
Probabilmente quella che mi rispecchia di più, quella che mi assomiglia di più come composizione originalità sarebbe Everyday, sicuramente.
Okay, so the song that best represents me would be Everyday. And why?
Perché in quella canzone c'è un po' il mio modo di scrivere, il modo di comporre e anche la parte, diciamo così, orchestrale, cioè nel senso sviluppo la parte orchestrale degli arrangiamenti particolari.
Okay, so this is a song in which my style of writing best represents itself because I'm able to develop the orchestral part of the song and also the orchestral arrangement.
And it's a beautiful song too. I heard that about an hour ago and I am completely impressed with it.
Thank you so much.
Now, you sing in English, but your main language is Italian. Is that a difficult process for a singer to sing in another language?
Nel mio caso non ho avuto grosse difficoltà, ho sempre, anche perché sono sempre stato favorito dalla musicalità dell'inglese, non so come si possa dire, la lingua inglese ha una certa musicalità e il mio orecchio l'ho dato, posso spiegare questa cosa, però l'inglese mi è prossimo per questa cosa qua.
Okay, so in my case, it hasn't been a problem at all because I identify with kind of the musical quality of the English language. And so I've been really kind of inspired and driven by the musical quality of the language more so than maybe the language itself, the quality of the sound of the language.
Italiano è una lingua che non è assolutamente adatta a tutti i musicali.
Okay, so Italian, the Italian language, would be impossible for me to be able to use the Italian language to express the kind of quality in the songs that I want to express. So I need the English language to be able to express the sound quality that I prefer.
Now, I'm a guitarist myself, so I've got to ask this question, being a guitarist. What gear are you using, as in guitars, amps, effects, so on and so forth?
What gear?
Yeah, gear, like guitar amps, effects units, things like that.
I'm not a guitarist. Can you tell me what a gear is?
So gear. The products or equipment, like his instrument, like what kind of guitar does he use?
Okay, like the brand and all of that kind of thing?
Yeah, yeah.
Da un po' di anni sono amante della Gretsch. Gretsch
guitar. Okay. So he likes Gretsch guitars, do you know that?
Ultimamente uso Chet Atkins.
And Chet Atkins.
Un po' di anni fa Rickenbacker.
Rickenbacker?
Rickenbacker.
Yeah, some years ago, yes, Rickenbacker.
Ma ultimamente sono affezionato da Gretsch.
Okay, but recently his favorite is Gretsch.
Gretsch is a nice guitar. I've had a few in my day.
You've had a few.
Yeah. Well, I don't have them anymore. I sold them, but I used to have them, but you know how it gets with money situations sometimes.
Because those are expensive guitars.
Yeah, exactly. And they pay off student loans quick too when you sell them.
Okay. So since he uses Gretsch, he hasn't been able to play anything else other than Gretsch because he's kind of addicted now. He's become addicted to it.
They have a really nice tone to them. Now, what are you using amp-wise, like amplification for the Gretsch?
Fender Deluxe.
Fender Deluxe.
Combo.
Oh, that's a classic amp.
It's a classic 40 watts.
Nice. That's a very classic amp, and that has a really nice bell tone to it.
Clean, spectacular sounds.
Oh, they're beautiful. They're beautiful. I've played those myself for a while. I switch back and forth between a twin reverb and a Marshall.
He says he has a Marshall.
But
he only uses it. It's a transistor, so he only uses it for recording.
Ah, okay.
Only sometimes for recording. It's not the right tone or sound that he's looking for.
Yeah, they're more of a rock sound, like a hard rock sound, I guess you would say.
Yes, exactly.
So now, what is the music like, or what is the music scene like in Vicenza?
He said, unfortunately, sad.
Perché la nostra città è abbastanza piccola, un po' provinciale, diciamo. Per andare, le città migliori in Italia sono Milano, probabilmente Roma.
Okay, Vicenza is a small city. It's kind of a small provincial city. It has about 100,000 inhabitants. So, more interesting cities for the music scene would be Milan or Rome. Vicenza would not be like a music capital in Italy.
Now, what do you think of the indie scene today, the independent music scene that artists like you and I are in today, in the day or in the age of the internet?
Sicuramente in un contesto molto creativo che permette di sviluppare le proprie idee senza nel senso che non sei legato a grosse case discografiche, per cui sei più libero di fare la musica. L'ambiente.
Ok,
sicuramente è la possibilità di essere creativo e di gestire la tua musica in modo libero.
Okay, so it gives you the opportunity to be as creative as you can without, and to kind of manage your own music the best way possible without having too many limits, especially with the new age of the internet, without too many restrictions or limits.
Scusa, mi chiedono un po' a dettare la linea, cioè che musica magari fare, dove andare, di mercato, dove fare, non so, mi chiedo di un'ambiente riuscì.
Okay, so without having the restrictions of like big music labels in this age of the internet, you're more free and kind of independent, and you have more freedom to explore your own creativity.
È anche vero che poi scrivere.
However, it can't be ignored that with large music labels, you surely have more profitability and visibility sometimes.
Now, if you could have a record label come to you today and offer you a record contract, and but then they also said that they wanted to have a control in your songwriting and your sound, would you take the deal?
Okay, so
that's
just the deal with you, and then you could still have to get it. It's a good offer. No, che ti offri. Ipoteticamente, se ti acquistano un contratto, però talora vorrebbero il controllo della tua, della tua musica, lo faresti? Lo faresti.
Dipende se ho libertà di essere veramente con me stesso, lo farei. Se invece diventano le linee, cioè mi dicono la musica che devi fare stanno qua probabilmente avrai la difficoltà.
Okay, so if he could somehow keep a kind of coherence with his own style, then sure he would be, you know, he would be open to that. But if he were too limited, then he would have a really difficult time changing his music to fit someone else's demands.
I see. Well, what if it was to the point where they were telling him to get a new haircut?
To change it, like his appearance and his look.
Yeah, if they wanted to change everything, you know, that about him.
Posso essere maleabile, no? Ti prendono, decidono di fare di me un'altra persona.
Okay, so there's a certain room for improvement, what do you call it? Maleability, but he cannot become a different person, a completely different person, no.
In questo campo mi piace, cioè, non sono un attore che devo recitare un
esatto,
uomo.
Okay. He said, I'm not an actor. Okay, so I'm not an actor that that is playing a part. I have to be able to be myself to give the best of myself.
That's a great answer. That is a great answer.
Quindi tutto il discorso qua, ma sulla mondo del pezzo ci può stare, anche perché probabilmente ci sono persone che sono e lì possiamo anche ragionarci, però da questo a stravolgerlo fa un'altra cosa.
Ok, he says that there's room I don't know, maybe the word is collaboration with musical arrangements, because there are many people that are extremely competent and whose input would be, you know, fantastic to kind of develop musical arrangement. That, however, is different from becoming a completely different person.
Per esempio, in passato ho avuto una produzione di una persona che si era fissata che voleva fare questo video.
So he in the past he was collaborazione. There was a co-production with a group that had decided that he had to play disco music.
Praticamente non ho mai citato, non è il mio ambito. Posso che eventualmente scrivere un pezzo di disco music, ma io non ho visto in discoteca.
So obviously he refused this kind of proposal because he can write of maybe like a disco piece, but you know, performing like in a disco kind of disco music is not possible because that's not what he feels, that's not the kind of, you know, person.
That's not who he is. So exactly. Now how would you describe your live show?
Okay, so on the 18th of March is the first is the beginning of the Italian tour.
Stiamo lavorando questi mesi per realizzare la versione live CD.
Okay, so they're working really hard to develop the live version of the CD.
Attendiamo, cioè, una volta più in Italia, vedere come rispondono le persone.
Sono attesi di scrivere il.
Attualmente non abbiamo mai suonato questo CD. Quindi la mia passata dal vivo riguarda la parte pura.
Okay, so this will be the first time performing this CD live. So he's excited to see what the audience response will be when the tour starts on the 18th.
I think these songs will go over really well live. By what I've heard.
Lui pensa che avere una buona risposta di queste canzoni fatte live per quello che c'è.
Speriamo che il pubblico italiano apprezzi questa.
Let's hope that the Italian audience will be ready to appreciate music with British influence.
Oh, I think they will. I think these songs actually would sound better live than they could in the studio, because they have that group sensibility, that you know, that live feel to them.
Wonderful.
So, now, where can we find Boscovic online?
Okay, dove si trova Boscovic su
www.boscovicmusic.com.
Okay, and it's also distributed in all the major online shops.
Like iTunes and Google Play and
exactly. Okay, and so for whoever wants the physical CD, Amazon.com.
Nice. Well, thank you, Luca, for being on the show today. I really appreciate it.
Grazie per essere con noi.
Grazie a voi per avermi dato la possibilità di essere con voi. Saluto tutta l'America tutta. Un abbraccio e spero che ci sentiamo ancora la prossima.
Okay, thank you for giving me the opportunity to be with you today, and I want to say hello to the whole United States, and I hope that we'll be able to